In May 1867, Charlie Crocker was frustrated in his strenuous efforts to put more Chinese on the CP payroll. His brother explained to Huntington that a want of men had struck the railroad. "We are scouring the state for men to put on the truckee, but they come in very slow." The Chinese had been discovered by the owners of mines and other employments. The CP's use of Chinese laborers has led hundreds of others to employ them, so that now when we want to gather them up for work, a large portion are permanently employed at work elsewhere that they like better. In late May, unbelievably and unacceptably, the Chinese went on strike. "This is the hardest blow we have had," E.B. Crocker reported. He wanted Huntington to see what you can do about getting laborers from the East. Initially, it was the Chinese who were employed in grading, but they were soon joined by those engaged on the most critical part of the work, the tunnelers. The spokesman for the tunnelers said the Chinese wanted $40 per month rather than the $35 they were collecting, and they wanted the workday reduced to 8 hours, which it was supposed to be, but the foreman had not been enforcing that rule. Further, in what was a shock for those, including Crocker and Strobridge, who thought the relations between the CP and its workers were excellent, the Sacramento Union reported that the Chinese wanted to eliminate the right of the overseers of the company to either whip them or restrain them from leaving the road when they desire to seek other employment. The CP tried to entice workers, but it wouldn't pay $40 per month or reduce the hours. "Charlie will go up and attend to it," E.B. Crocker assured Huntington, "because if they are successful in this demand, then they control, and their demands will be increased." The following day, E.B. wrote, "The truth is the Chinamen are getting smart. The only safe way to beat them is to inundate this state and Nevada with freedmen, Chinese, Japanese, all kinds of labor, so that men come to us for work instead of us hunting them up." Good luck on that one. The next day, E.B. wrote, "Since my last letter, all the Chinamen on the whole line have struck for $45 and a shorter working day." He still was opposed to paying the expenses of men coming from the East to work, and thought that a Negro labor force would tend to keep the Chinese quiet as the Chinese have kept the Irishmen quiet. It couldn't be done. The CP was going to have to deal with the Chinese. Fortunately for the bosses, the Chinese were not militant. Charles Crocker later said, "If there had been that number of whites in a strike, there would have been murder and drunkenness and disorder. But with the Chinese, it was just like Sunday. The men stayed in their camps. They would come out and walk around, but not a word was said. Nothing was done. No violence was perpetrated along the whole line." Crocker cut off the men's provisions. No food got through to them. E.B. Crocker reported, "They really began to suffer." On July 1, 1867, after a week of such treatment, Charles went up to them and they gathered around him, and he told them that he would not be dictated to, that he made the rules for them and not they for him. He said that if they went to work right away, all would be well, but if they did not, then he would pay them nothing for June. The Chinese leaders protested. They tried hard to get some changes, a reduction in hours, for example, or an advance of even 25 cents per month. Charlie told them not a cent more would he give. Most said that they would go back to work, but some of their leaders threatened to whip those who did and burn up their camps. Charles told them that he would protect any who worked, and his men would shoot down any man that attempted to do the laborers any harm. He would bring on the sheriff and a posse if necessary. 4 days later, E.B. Crocker noted, "The Chinese are working harder than ever since the strike." They were, at least according to Crocker, ashamed of the strike. "I don't think we will ever have any more such difficulties with them." Thus did Charles Crocker and his partners show other employers around the nation one way, theirs, of how to deal with strikers.